All right, it's IBHK head coach Doug Newton after the game here tonight as they fall here to Stanton. Coach, it was a tough game out there. It certainly was a very physical contest. Your guys had a little trouble taking care of the basketball there in the second half, and some of those turnovers cost you.
Yeah, every time we looked like we were going to make a little headway, we had something happen that was pretty costly and led to a pretty easy basket on the other end for them. So got to get better at taking care of the ball. I obviously can't do anything about it this year, but yeah, we knew they were pretty quick coming in, probably quicker than us, and probably four out of five positions. And we just didn't handle that very well. They laid off of us in the first quarter. We had one turnover and had a decent lead, and they turned the wick up on defense. And we had seven turnovers in the second quarter. And once they got the lead, we were just playing from behind the whole time. Kind of the way it was, they were able to come out and put a little pressure on us and handle us a little bit. And the way they were letting the game being played, that definitely benefited them. So they knew how to play that game, and they played it pretty well. And we just didn't respond very well. I guess I never had a half-court trap give us that many headaches, but it sure did tonight.
Yeah, you guys were able to lob it in quite a bit there to Creighton Nelson early in the game. They went to that 1-3-1 in the second half and tried to close that lane off a little bit more. That made it a little more difficult for him.
Yeah, I didn't think we did a very good job of getting into, you know, once you got past that first trap there at the half-court line, then they just settled down and went into a half-court zone, which I didn't think we looked to attack that very well. Once we were so happy to be open that we just shot the first available shot, and that we weren't hitting, taking too many high-percentage shots, I didn't think. I didn't think we showed very much patience to get the ball to Creighton. He couldn't have touched it too many times in the second half, other than on offensive rebounds and such. So, you know, they were guarding down there with a guy about 5'8", so, I mean, we should have been able to get in more touches than what we did, but credit them. They played their butts off, and they're quick to a lot of positions, and they had a lead, so they were able to gamble a little bit, and when you got the lead, you could do that.
Yeah. Well, certainly tough right away to look back, but I guess your thoughts on this team this season?
Oh, it kind of came and played out about how I thought it would based on what everybody else had coming back as well, but if you tell me at the beginning of the year that we'd go 500 and tie for third in our conference, I might have not if I'd have believed you in that category or not, but a pretty good group of kids. It was really fun. The season went fast, or at least on my end it did. I hope they feel the same way. I hope they didn't dread it too much each time they came to practice. But they, if you think about where we started, you know, those first couple games in December, we were pretty raw. Didn't have a whole lot much going for us, and we had to learn. Some of those guys had to grow up really quick. And we showed a lot of improvement early, and then I thought we got along pretty well throughout the course of the year. Some other teams did some stuff to us that maybe some younger guys weren't ready for. But, you know, for the most part, we had some older guys that stepped up and kind of led us through that. So, all in all, it was a pretty good deal. I mean, it was fun. Like I said, I talked to a number of coaches out there that maybe might be ready for their season to be over. And, shoot, I look forward to practice every day. So, like I said, it was fun. They made it fun. And, you know, we certainly appreciate our seniors for coming out there. And a couple of them just went out this year for the first time. So, you know, they were learning maybe as much as anybody was. And then as far as Creighton, you know, down there, you know, he was a horse all night, every night, and you know, he got handled about as much as anybody ever had play. I thought it was bad last year with Dakota Rolled, but you know, they had a lot of hands on Creighton all night, every night, and all he ever did was shake his head and look at me like, I don't want to go back in there, but all he ever did was go back in there and do it some more. So hats off to him for the season and career he had. He'd be a tough one to replace.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
You bet. Thanks for the coverage.